Beginning in 1957, Pinellas County was home to a plant that built triggers for nuclear weapons. Some of that Largo plant's former workers claim that they were exposed to toxic substances and are fighting for compensation. Dave Bossard worked at the General Electric Neutron Devices plant for 34 years and eventually became a supervisor. His duties included supervising the area that contained the chemical storage building. He said the workers were exposed to 473 deadly toxins, chemicals, and radiation that are still causing diseases in former workers.
Isovir, which was a wire stripping thing, you had to hold it. When you stripped a wire, you'd have to hold that away from you 3 feet because that stuff was so potent that it would knock you out. You couldn't smell it for longer than 10 or 15 minutes. And there's several other ones. Cadmium that gets in your lungs and your people got beryllium out there, which is, if you have a chronic beryllium, it will cause lung cancer.
One of the worst toxins, according to Bossard, was a mysterious chemical known as Curing Agent Z.
It will cause cancer to you all the way down to your grandchildren. And for 26 years, we did not have what we call material safety data sheets. It wasn't until 1982 when a Tiger team came in from Washington and had a big audit.
But Bossard called that audit 26 years too late because several workers have died. Bossard said he has had tissue removed from his ear, hands, arm, and face because of several cancers caused by beryllium sensitivity. But the workers hoped for relief after passage of the Energy Employees Occupation Illness Compensation Program Act of 2000, which went into effect in 2002.
They were going to supposedly compensate these Cold War heroes, which I call, and they were supposed to be also medical benefits along with it. They're trying to, as far as I'm concerned, deny us.
A group he formed, Nuclear Workers of Florida, is helping the workers fill out their claims in the hopes that they will be compensated. They've gotten help from some elected officials, but not from others, Bossard said.
We have like 1,332 claims, and maybe 5% have been paid. And I just feel like I've had Senator Nelson looking into it. God bless him and his staff. They've taken the bull by the horns, whereas Congressman Young, like I said, he's maybe helped two or three people, but then he's turned the back on the rest of us. And he's been on TV a couple of times, and he's just been just no help whatsoever. And we're tired of it. So we just, Nuclear Workers of Florida are going to keep on fighting until we get some satisfaction.
According to the website of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, a special exposure cohort, or SEC, will expedite compensation for claims if the employee has at least one of 22 specified cancers and worked at one of the SEC work sites. Dave Bossard said the Pinellas nuclear workers had received SEC designation.
But it's got to go through all these different steps. It's got to go to Department of Labor, Department of NIOSH. It's got to go to Congress and, you know, I don't know how it's going to take, anywhere from 10 months to 2 years. Well, in the meantime, the people get sicker, and they get, some of them are probably not even going to make it because some of them are so sick they won't make it.
The nuclear workers of Florida met last Friday with the Department of Labor to explain what the workers were exposed to on a daily basis, Bossard said.
They said, well, we didn't have no idea. And I said, well, we've tried to tell you, and we've tried to give you information, but now you have it. And so now you can go back to your department back there and go back to your square one and start filling some of these claims regarding these people that, first of all, who have died, and secondly, people who are getting sicker by the day.
Representative Bill Young will face a challenger in the fall for his District 10 congressional seat. Sam Simpson is one of three people running for the Democratic nomination. Simpson said she attended the meeting last Friday between the Nuclear Workers of Florida and the Assistant District Administrator from the Department of Labor, David Miller.
And I said to the Department of Labor, rather than try to reconstruct where they were sitting and reconstruct where these doses of carcinogenians were attached to their bodies, why can't you just safely assume a baseline that anybody that walked into these buildings was subject to carcinogenians and toxins? His response was, yes, we may have to adjust our assumptions. And what that means to me is they may make a way to take the onus off the workers and put the benefit into their hands without such stringent regulation.
David Miller was not available for interview, but in an email response, the Department of Labor said they are re-examining the Pinellas County plant claims, and they process cases according to statute. Simpson said it is ironic that the contaminated building in Largo was transformed into a mini high-tech mall called the Young Rainey Star Center, named after the member of Congress she's trying to replace. Simpson said she plans to write a letter to the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Elaine Chao, in support of the nuclear workers of Florida.
It's a tragedy. These people dedicated their lives to what they thought was the Cold War. And I see their compensation being delayed, in some cases denied. And it's eerily similar to what our veterans go through when they're told they're going to be taken care of, and they're not.
Dave Bossard said that the process has been especially difficult for the spouses of the nuclear workers who have passed away.
It was a dangerous situation, but people didn't know what they were working with because they were concerned with the classification of the product. It was so classified that people weren't allowed to talk what we did out there to their spouses at home and to people who worked there, and they died, and then the burden of proof is on the spouse, whether it be man or woman, and it's not fair to them. Because they didn't know. So they have to try to find out what he or she did out there. And lots of times they come up just about empty.
To contact the Nuclear Workers of Florida, email rbossard, that's R-B-O-S-S-A-R-D, at tampabay.rr.com, or phone 727-391-5682. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canan.